What is up, everybody, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality. We are chatting Deal or No Deal Island today with the most recently eliminated player, Nick. I am so sad to see you go. How are you feeling? How are you feeling today?
Thanks for having me, Zachary. We knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. So
yeah.
it kind of feels like, honestly, a weight off my shoulders that it finally got out there. You know, people were rooting for me, always trying to see, like, oh, did you win it? We're getting close to the end. So now people are really starting to, you know, really open their eyes and really see how far I really made it. So to get that out, it sucked to see it unfold on TV. But like I said, I knew it was coming. And to have that weight off my shoulders after, you know, the final outcome was finally there, it was a sigh of relief. You know, it sucked, but you got to move on.
Yeah. I mean, I got to ask how pissed you are. Dawson left a week earlier. He took home $100,000. I mean, I was hoping that the prize would have, I was hoping you would have had an option to take $200,000 to leave, considering the prize was over $4 million. Was that what you were kind of hoping for? Were you disappointed, or were you just, you're just kind of grateful for the experience regardless?
You know, you always want to leave with something. But definitely watching Dawson go home with $100,000 was amazing. You know, Dawson, me and Dawson are very close friends. So seeing him go away with that was awesome. But I was hoping, you know, listen, you always want a little banker's bonus. You could always take a little extra cash just along the way. But I'm glad that I didn't take that. I didn't have that offer and then just ended my game and without the what if, what could have been. So in that aspect, yes, I'm glad it didn't happen. Leaving now, knowing the outcome, I wish I did have the opportunity to win, you know, a little personal offer. But the fact that I didn't have that just stop my game abruptly like that, I think makes me feel much better about, you know, I made my decision and that, and I lost because I lost. I didn't lose because they were like, hey, you could go and take this with you. So that in that way,
yeah,
I'll take what I got.
That's fair. It was a 50-50 shot and you wanted to play the game. So you did. If you did win, who would you have eliminated?
Oh, if I would have won, I would have took out Rob. You know, I know Rob and Steph had this little back and forth, who lied, who said this and that. Ultimately, Rob was my biggest opponent. Rob was my biggest threat to me winning it all. You know, he was the only one I could see standing in my way to actually winning this whole thing. So it would have just been nothing personal. It would have just been game. Mm-hmm. He's Boston Rob. I got to take him out if I have the opportunity, which a lot of people said they would have done along the way, but just never had the opportunity. He just never did. He never pulled the trigger. Mm. He would have been the easy answer. And I think if the roles were reversed with Rob playing, I know him and Steph had their differences, but
yeah.
I think he would have been dumb to not take me out, you know, and that would have been game. And I couldn't do anything but respect it.
Well, did you believe him when he was really saying, I did not write your name down. It was almost overkill because he was so worried that you were going to have the power.
I know. So when you're sitting, I'm standing there, I'm like, oh, here we go again, back and forth, lies. I thought, honestly, I didn't know who to trust. But then once he said, something stood out to me. Once he said, I'll never lie to Nick. I'm like, that seemed personal. Now I'm like, he lied, but not to Nick. Never like deceitful to Nick. So, you know, you're trying to pick up little cues. You don't know what you're going to do. But I wasn't basing my choice off of emotions, regardless. I was basing my gameplay. I was basing my choice off of strictly gameplay. You know, he was my biggest threat. And that's who I would have went with. So whatever, it was a lot going on, but you still got to just stick to your guns.
Yeah, watching him each week, like I know him all from Survivor. I'm like, I want him to win, but I also want someone to beat him. And I can't decide which one it is. But I mean, there's 5 people left. So he's probably glad that you're gone because you were like the last big, strong guy. Not saying Aaron isn't big and strong because he also is. But I feel like, you know, Rob is going to have to win every challenge. Do you think that Jordan is truly with the Night Owls, or do you think she's with Rob and Aaron, or did she never have to make that decision yet?
So watching now, it's like, I don't know. You know, she's doing a great job playing just both sides. You know, there's no reason to stick your neck out there if you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, she's not the most physical threat, so she doesn't have to worry about that. Like, I had to worry about that. That was always in the back of my head. I am the most physical threat out there, so why would they not want me gone?
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. She's not starting any problems. She's not vocal with anybody in a bad way, in a bad manner. So I don't think she really has to choose. She could say, like, if they pull you to the side, like Amy pulls it to the side, she could be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to go to Rob. We're not going to Rob and Aaron saying, is Jordan with you guys? We're not doing that. So she's, in the perfect spot right now.
Yeah, well, I was kind of wondering more context on that situation when Amy and Stephanie asked her to join the Night Owls. Was that the first time that she was even aware that there was this alliance? And did you kind of think that was awkward the way they were like, you're replacing Dawson?
Yeah, it was like we brought her in, you know. It was just at that point it was a numbers game. We stated on the show. Why not be up 4-2 instead of have a 3-3 split? You know, we from day one, Jordan voiced her opinion on how Rob, you know, shouldn't be here. He played his games already, he won his money. So why should he have that opportunity? And so we had that in the back of our mind. If she had the opportunity, she would have taken out Rob. So having her as just a replacement for Dawson wasn't a bad thing. I don't think it was a bad thing at all, because we knew where we all stood in our little alliance before Jordan came in. And it would have been the same after if she would have been out, if she had the opportunity. So I think it wasn't a bad thing at all.
Yeah. And this week we saw you put over $4 million into the prize pot. So now it's up to over 8 million.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy. I just can't imagine it getting that much higher. How high do you think it's going to get? Or how high do your friends think it's going to get who maybe don't have any inklings?
It just doubled in one day. So
yeah.
Now you're thinking, ooh, could it double again? Could it, we're going off of the highest value case allowed in the game. So what was this one? 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going statistically wise, you could go up to 5.5 million, right? I don't know what happens next. So I think 5.5 is the next highest case available. If you're looking at it, you know, mm-hmm. just based off the show. So it could potentially be a $5.5 million jump.
Yeah.
That's insane. And this is, and now you're getting close to real, like this is fake money that we're playing with, Monopoly money, but that's adding up to real money for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. That's like scary money at that point.
I know. I almost wonder if it could go up to 20 million, if it could add, you know, more and more each week. There's still some people left. So time will tell.
Literally.
Who are you rooting for? Who do you want to see win?
I want to see a member of the Owls win still. I want to see Amy take it out there. You know, I know me and Steph, she lied to me about this, but she, you know, she was a member of the Alliance. So at this point in the game, when I leave, I'm still rooting for Amy and Steph.
Looking back at some of the tiffs that Stephanie has got herself in with Rob, with Alyssa, what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts about that?
Steph is a very dynamic player. She is very powerful. She has a very strong voice, a very strong way about herself. And you can't take anything from her. Listen, she plays the game with fire. So watching these tiffs and watching these back and forths, she stands her ground. Listen, whether she, you know, bends the truth a little bit, you know, I wish for this whole situation where she lied to me about Rob and everything, I think it just didn't have to be because I knew what I was doing regardless, whether with that lie or not. So that on a different topic, and that's unnecessary, but she holds her ground. You know, she stands for what she believes in, and you got to give your top off to her because, wow, she gives you wow moments.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of watching Aaron play? He's such a character, definitely going to be remembered for years. I can't wait to see what happens with him. What is he like in person?
Aaron's the man. You know, you watch it. One episode, you're like, oh, I hate him. Next episode, you're like, wow, this guy is adorable. The next day, you're like, oh, he's awesome. Then you're like, oh, I hate him again. But he's just such like a dynamic player. It's like you would never expect a player like that to be that powerful in a game. You know, he went from being possibly the first one eliminated tonight. He lasted longer than me. He's still out there. He's fighting and he's doing a damn good job at it. So watching him do what he does in his own way, it's incredible, honestly. And I gotta give it to him, man. He's lasting.
Yeah, I liked when Stephanie said, Aaron, are you going to stand up for something? Are you going to stand up? And then he started to actually a little bit. And I want to see him at the end, if nothing else, just like stand up, not that he needs to stand up to Boston Rob, but just stand up for something.
For something.
Just like really aggressively and just come out of the gate. I want to see him get angry. And I hope that he has that bone in him, but maybe he doesn't.
I think, I don't know, he almost got angry with Amy. You know, he almost, I thought he was going to fight her. I was like, oh, wow, here we go. I'll watch this one.
Yeah.
You know, he has it in him. He has it in him, but it takes a lot to get it out of him.
For sure. A couple questions before I let you go. What was your favorite moment watching the show? Did you have a favorite scene or challenge that you really, like, you're going to look back on?
Oh, I honestly couldn't wait for the King of the Jungle. You know, that whole, the last excursion we did when we went through the swamp and the ropes. I know I crushed it. I was leaps and bounds better than everybody out there because, you know, it was physical. It was precision. I pride myself in being like, you know, the top competitor in that aspect. And I stood with my word and I was true to myself. I was hanging out by myself for a long time, drinking iced tea till Rob came. Yeah. So for that, I was looking forward to that. Sadly to say that I knew it was just the episode before I was going home. So like once that came, it was like, it was a little bittersweet, you know, next week I was going home, but that was the one I was definitely looking forward to the most.
I love that. The challenges are a lot of fun. What is something you learned about yourself? What is like your biggest takeaway?
Oh, that I'll do anything it takes to get what I want. I'm scared of snakes, just put my hands in snakes, close my eyes, both arms. I was in there, you know, swinging from trees, going through mud, murky waters, who knows what's in there, you know, and the fact that I would do anything that takes just to get, you know, the best outcome, that really stood out to me because I was always like, oh, I get scared of bugs. I get scared of little rats when I'm picking up garbage. I get scared like a little, like, you know, like a little kid. I'm like, ew. And then I'm doing all this because I know there's a bigger goal. So watching that and showing that I was really tougher than I really thought I was, I love that.
You're from Long Island, Staten Island?
No, Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm from Long Island. So,
oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, so we're right there.
I did see you on Watch What Happens Live. I was stalking your Instagram. So love that. That's awesome. I'm like, you can just get right in there. Are you still planning the wedding? Is that coming up soon?
Yes, the wedding. We're almost done planning. It's coming up in July. Almost there. It's a lot. A destination wedding is a lot. Yeah. You know, it's hard to do it alone, like in New York, so to speak. But to do it in a whole different country with people who really don't speak the language that you speak, it is tough. But shout out to my fiance, her family, my family. They're doing a hell of a job with this wedding with us. And it's going to be amazing. And I can't wait for it.
Okay, love. I can't wait to see the pictures. Where can everybody follow you on Instagram?
Instagram is Nicky G, NICKYY_G. You know, I know it's a little complicated, but I had to do it. That's the only name they had for me at the time. So follow me on Instagram at Nicky G. I'm out there. I'm going to be posting a lot more fitness, fun stuff, and just trying to interact with the people who follow me, you know, and I love all the support they've given me up until now. So, and I'm really appreciative of it.
Awesome. I love it. I'll leave the link down below. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you all for watching, and we will see you in the next one. Bye. Take care. Thanks, Zach.